first episode of Wrong Notions, and I will be taking it. You know, many times we live our lives with wrong understanding, wrong ideas, wrong beliefs, wrong notions. I mean, I do not have a right to say that somebody's belief is wrong, or his idea does not seem feasible. But then observe various of test and test in a lot of lives, you would actually see that these notions are actually incorrect. So I'm going to go with the very first one today, which I would like to explain distinctively, and that would be the I don't have a choice notion. Sometimes we do get to a point where we think that we do not have a choice. That thinking, that understanding, I want to say argumentatively that the understanding is wrong. And I mean, you can write comments, you can talk about it anytime, we can talk, argue about it, but it will be obviously a friendly argument in which no one gets hurt, because this is a friendly opinion comment from me. So my name is Numero Uno, and I will be taking this podcast, my very first one, on Wrong Notions 101. Now, what are wrong notions? Like I said, wrong ideas, wrong beliefs. And I've said the very first one that we're going to be taking is the I don't have a choice notion. Now, many of us get to that point. So let me give an example. Some people go to school, they say, because they don't have a choice. Do I have a choice? No, the truth is, you do have a choice to either go to school or to not. That's the basic truth of the situation. You do have a choice. Now, what prevents people from saying they do not have a choice? What gives people the chance to say they do not have a choice? There are two things very similar but are different. We have reasons and excuse. Two similar things. A teacher asks you, why did you come late? Your mom asks you, why didn't you wash plates? Why didn't you do the chores? Why didn't you clean the dishes? Why didn't you clean the clothes? Two things come to your mind. It's either the reason comes or the excuse comes. It's actually just one thing in the end, but yeah, guys. The reason is the real reason, the original reason. Now, the reasons can be divided into two: truth or lie. Now, you can now see the lie reason is very possibly equals to the excuse. Basically, the part reason is equals to the excuse. So we have three types of reasons: the truth, the part, and the lie. So I'm talking about the I don't have a choice, but we are moving into reasons and excuses. Why do you give reasons? You say, why did I come late? Yeah, I woke up late, so I came late. You give an excuse to escape punishment for something, to escape the reality, to escape the reason, so as to not give the real reason. Now, why is an excuse a past excuse? I would do it this way. You're going to school, you're obviously going to get there late because you woke up late. But you won't tell your teacher you woke up late because the lecturer might get pissed, might get angry. Why would you wake up late? You know school starts 9. Then you might get punished. But you don't want to get punished. Then let's say there was traffic on the way to school, very little, the slightest, just a 2 minutes traffic. Then when you got to school, maybe rain began to fall, it just drizzled a little bit, just prison, then you stayed somewhere maybe for under 2 minutes also, then you go to school. The real reason why you go to school late was you actually woke up late, which was around 9, but because of the 2 minutes traffic, you tell your teacher there was traffic, that's why I came late. And she is like, oh, I understand, rain fell, that's why I came late. It was just a tiny, I'm sorry if this is tautology, but I think I should be able to express it, just a tiny drizzle, not tiny. So then you say that is a part reason. You want to yourself, you won't see it as either truth or lie. But you know, in this world they say that truth don't lie, you can't sit on the fence, and obviously it is possible to be truth because it might be one of the reasons. But you look at it again, it is a lie because it is not the main reason, but it is one of the reasons. So that is an excuse in that situation, very similar. The lie is clearly obviously an excuse. Oh, sister was sick, we had to take her to the hospital, so I came late. That's a lie. So you give yourself an excuse for why you do not have a choice. I don't have a choice is an excuse on its own. Then you give it an excuse also. I do not have a choice. Why am I coming to school? You do not know the reason, but you give yourself, I do not have a choice. You obviously have a choice. You have a choice to either come to school or to not come to school. But then some of us look at the struggles of our parents. We want to grow up to be better than them. Then we just decide to come to school. It was basically your choice. And the reason was because you don't want your parents to be sad that you ran away from school. Basically. So there is a reason for a choice, but the excuse is I do not have a choice. So the I do not have a choice mentality, ideology that many people carry about, they are just stuck in one place. You are an adult, 43, of course you are in control of your life at the moment. I mean, some things won't go your way. I mean, I'm still very young, but I do understand that possibly some things would go your way. But then you have a choice to be able to change that. You have a choice to start your business. You have a choice to work for someone. You have a choice to make. Now, the problem with people, why they do not give themselves a choice again, is because they feel they might make wrong decisions. So, I do not have a choice not to work there. I don't have much of a choice. That's the way they feel. That's the reality they put themselves in. I do not have a choice. Mentality. So let me pinpoint clearly that a youthful side, we do have choices even as youth and as children. You have a choice to meet your parents, but you don't want them to be sad. That's the reason why you make the choice to like them. You're like, I don't know, I don't have a choice. I'm stuck. I don't have a choice. I don't have a choice. That's an excuse for why you should like them. You don't have a choice than to like them unless they won't send you to school. But the real reason why you have a choice, how we getting it? It's a little bit complex at that. The real reason why you have a choice to like them or to hate them is because you don't want them to be sad. You don't want them to be angry with you. You don't want them to be to lose you. You know the way they will feel if you were not there. That's why you haven't decided to run away from home. Check it out again. Your parents care about you, especially the mothers. They do. And the fathers also care, but keep it stuck inside their hearts, tongue-hearted, want to be the brave ones. I mean, I might be like that when I grow up. But the reality is, we have choices, and we have to make it. We have to make those choices. We have the choices, and we have to make them. We have to make the right choices. So do not lock yourself in this wall that says I'm locked in. You are trapped. The key is right, probably right in front of you, but you say you are trapped. Now it's very difficult to see what is right in front of you on the floor when you are looking at a notice right in front of you on the door, because the notice is standing high up on the door, and it's standing low down on the floor. The key is sitting low down on the floor. The key for you to escape, not reality, it's very difficult. Impossible to escape reality. You escape that room of I do not have choice and face reality. Thank you very much. This is Numero Muno.